Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The city of Boston is mourning the loss of two of its firefighters who were killed battling a 9-alarm fire that destroyed a brownstone in the Back Bay yesterday. Firefighter Michael Kennedy was 33 years old. Lieutenant Edward Walsh was 43. WBUR's Fred Tice has their stories.
Boston Fire Department spokesman Steve McDonald says when a mayday went out from the brownstone, firefighters knew something catastrophic was happening.
The firefighters were able to get firefighter Mike Kennedy out. They were working on him, got him to Mass General, but he was pronounced there at Mass General. We all pretty much knew Lieutenant Walsh was gone.
McDonald knew Edward Walsh.
Big guy. Comes from a huge family of firefighters in Watertown. His father was a lieutenant. His father was named Eddie. He's deceased, but Eddie was a lieutenant of Watertown. His uncle Bill, who I knew, was probably about 6'5". He was a lieutenant in Watertown. He's got a cousin who's currently a captain on Watertown. Eddie, as a firefighter, was assigned to Ladder 15 in that firehouse.
The firehouse on Boylston Street is the city's second busiest, and it's where young firefighters want to go because it's where the action is. Walsh was promoted 2 years ago, and McDonald explains that at that point, he had to leave the firehouse.
When you're promoted, you're out of the firehouse. Now you go and you bounce around the city until you find a berth as a lieutenant. And what Eddie did is he went and worked the circuit, worked at different firehouses, but his goal was always to get back to that firehouse, but you only go into an officer position if there's a vacancy. So one opened up on the engine, and he was bid for it, and he got it, so that's why he was assigned to Engine 33 and worked there as a lieutenant.
Walsh lived in West Roxbury with his wife and three children, two boys and a girl, all under 10. Former city councilor John Tobin knew Walsh because their children are friends.
I mean, a big, imposing, athletic guy.
And not a rah-rah guy, Tobin says.
Some people, no matter what profession they're in, they're all only too eager to tell you what they do and how they do it. And it was just kind of, in spite of his size, just kind of like quiet.
Michael Kennedy had been a firefighter for 6.5 years. Fire Department spokesman Steve McDonald says Kennedy was also assigned to the Boylston Street Firehouse to Ladder 15.
He happened to be working on Engine 33 yesterday, which is not uncommon in a firehouse. If the engine might be shot a person, and the ladder has an extra person, they'll just send someone across the floor. Mike was a combat veteran.
Kennedy was a Marine. He fought in Iraq. He was among the first to respond to the bombs at the Boston Marathon finish line. And he was training to run in this year's marathon. He had just completed a half marathon 4 days ago. The night before the fire, he was welcoming firefighters from around the country to Boston as part of a conference of the Burn Foundation, which raises money for burn victims. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.